Hi everybody, this is, excuse me, BJ, yeah. I'm just responding to Sibby Mead's post about inappropriate voices when working guide dogs. Yeah, really interesting. I think this applies to any dog. When you're in a park, when you're free running your dog, you can hear an astonishing array of voices and tones, from "good girl" to "get in now." You can hear an astonishing array of commands, ranging from the ineffective "come on, come on, come, good boy, please come here" to "come here." And in my opinion, I'm very uncomfortable hearing aggression and impatient raised voices when talking to a dog. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. I mean, for a start, I don't think there's any need to raise your voice to a dog. I think it's all about the tone of voice you use. And if you're an experienced dog handler, you modify your tone and the dog knows you mean business. Too many times I've heard people, it's really difficult not to be too specific, really. I've heard people, heard someone talk to their dog, and I find it uncomfortable. I find it uncomfortable because it's ranging on the aggressive. And I don't think there's any space for that or any need for that. Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I think people lose patience quickly with their dogs, especially when you hear someone say "straight on" or "find the way." If the dog doesn't do it immediately, I've heard people get quite uppity about it because, you know, "straight on." "No, straight on." I've heard that before. And that's unnecessary, because sometimes there's a reason why a dog can't go straight on or can't go straight to the curb, because there's stuff happening. Of course, sometimes you need to correct your dog. You need to give it a hop up or a bit of a more assertive tone in your voice. But generally, there's no need to raise your voice. And it just doesn't look good. It doesn't do the dog any favours, doesn't do you any favours. Doesn't do you any favours, or the public's perception of you changes, and it's not good, because whether we like it or not, as guide dog owners, we kind of are very visible, and, you know, sometimes we have to correct our dogs. And I've had discussions, quotes, with people before, because they say, "Oh, you told your dog off, oh, what has he done to you?" I'm like, well, I had to correct him because he was scavenging or sniffing, and he was endangering both of us because we were just about to cross the road. "No, he wasn't. He's been a lovely boy." No, he wasn't. He was doing something naughty, and his work wasn't up to it. It wasn't good. "Oh, has he been horrible to you?" No. So that kind of situation happens sometimes. And you get people who, just because they had a Jack Russell when they were 10 years of age, they think they're an expert. They think they're a qualified dog handler and they can tell you what to do. And 9 times out of 10, they're wrong when they say stuff like, "You shouldn't have done that," or "You shouldn't have done that to that dog," or "That dog was doing that." People should mind their own business. But they shouldn't mind their own business when it comes to aggression to dogs. I have zero tolerance for aggression towards dogs, physical and verbal. So I think when that happens, the public have every right to get in touch with guide dogs and complain. But, of course, I've had times when I've had to stop and count to 10 with my dogs. I'm on my 4th guide dog now, and he's a lovely chap. But, you know, I've had times when I've got to just count to 10 because he's just been completely playing up on purpose often. So then you develop a strategy and you manage to sort it out after a long time of having dogs. But no, I don't like it when people have a bad tone, have a shouty voice. It's unpleasant and uncomfortable. So there we go. Good night.